Today's Shir, Mr. Baruch Yomi is back live from the Yerushalayim Hills of Mevaseret in the year 5778. Baruch Hashem. We're starting the newsman, and here we go. Sivan Reish Samach Gimel, Siv Yud. We're in the middle of the halachos of Hadlakas Neros of Shabbos, different halachos, and now we come to the famous Sif Yud, the sheet of the Baal Halachas Gedolos. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, otherwise known as the Bahag. Kevin Shehidlik Ner Shel Shabbos, once someone lights Shabbos candles, automatically, Chal Alav Shabbos, Shabbos is Chal on that person, it's an automatic Shabbos acceptance, Vanessa B'Malacha, and their Asr B'Malacha, meaning it happens by the actual Hadlakas Neros. It's not even really an acceptance. Shabbos just is affected. You affect Shabbos, according to the Bag, by lighting the candles. It's not a das issue. You'll see. Therefore, there are women that actually have the minag, she'achar, she'berchu, v'hidliku haneros. There are women that, after they make the bracha, and they light the candles, they drop the candles. In other words, according to these women that are knowing this way, they actually, we'll see, and we discussed, the minhag of most women today is to light on Shabbos and then cover their eyes. But here, what they would do is, if they're following this minhag of this sheet of the Bahag, say the bracha first, light the candles, but the lighting of the candles would actually bring on Shabbos, and therefore the candles, and they couldn't blow it out because it's a Shabbos. And what they would do is, mashlichos la'aretz ha'psila, they drop the wick and the candle that's in their hand, shabiyadon, shedlikaba, let's say the match, ve'ein v'chabososah, and they would not go ahead and blow it out. Now again, this opinion of the Bahag is a opinion that, as we'll see, we did not paskin like, b'dieva at least. Because, as we'll see, according to this opinion, a woman would not be able to go ahead and make a condition and say, when she's lighting candles and say bracha, that she's not accepting Shabbos. Because the candles itself, an act of Shabbos acceptance, the lighting of the candle itself. Now we go to the other opinion. The Yesh Omim, there are others that actually hold, Shemasne Kodem, that if the woman makes a condition, a tnai, before she lights, She'ena Mekabelas Shabbos, that she does not accept Shabbos, Ad Shigomar HaChazan, until the Chazan says, Barchu, Moil, it will work. Yesh Omrim, and the third opinion, She'eno Moila, that it won't help. Well, that might be the opinion of the Bahag as well, as we'll see. Yesh Cholkim Al Baalachas Gedolos, Va'omrim, and there are those that argue on the Baalachas Gedolos, Va'omrim, and they say, She'ein Kabbalas Shabbos Tali Behadlakas Haner. There are those that say, and argue the Baalachas, and they say that Kabbalas Shabbos is purely dependent on Ma'ariv and not on Hadlakas Neros. And Shekevan Sha'amar HaChazan Baruch Hu, once the Chazan says Baruch Hu, then HaKol Parshim Melachta, then everyone goes ahead and separates from Melacha. Ulidan, and according to us, it's a little earlier than Baruch Hu, Kevan Sheheschilu, since we start our acceptance of Shabbos, which not with Baruch Hu, but with Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, right? Havi Ke Baruch Hu Lidu. That's the equivalent of Baruch Hu, okay, according to those that, right, according to everybody who says that Baruch Hu would affect Shabbos, but even earlier, since we go ahead and say Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos, that would be the equivalent of Baruch Hu. And here comes the Ramah, and this is how we hold. Haga. V'haminag she'osa isha hamadlekes. The minag is that the woman who lights, she's mekabeles Shabbos b'hadlaka. It's not like the Bahag, right, that says automatically the lighting will affect Shabbos on her. But rather, the minag is that women, and it's the assumption, when a woman lights, it's presumed that she is, and this is what she does, she's accepting Shabbos with her lighting. That's what women have accepted upon themselves, Ashkenazi women. Imlo she tisne trila. Except if she made a tnai, a condition. Vafil tnai bif sagi. And even if in her heart she makes a tnai, even if in the heart she says that she is not accepting Shabbos right now, she can do that and the lighting will not be an acceptance of Shabbos. We had seen earlier, if you remember, that and we're going to see it again in the Mishnah Berurah, this is not something that should be done unless there is a real need, because there is the shita of the bahag, and like that, unless there is a real need, a woman should not rely on this tonight. So where she does, for example, be if she has to go to the mikveh after, and we'll discuss some other scenarios in a second. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah. Let's just finish up the Ramah here. Aval shar b'nei habayis, mutarim b'malach ad barfi. But the rest of the people, besides the woman and the wife who's lighting, they say can do malacha until Baruch, unless of course they accepted Shabbos earlier. Which again, if you're saying Baruch like we do after Tzeis or even after Shkia, you should not wait for that. Why not? Why should you not? Why is Baruch only something you should rely on for accepting Shabbos if you're doing still day before Shkia? Because what do you have to do? Tosefes Shabbos. You have to add on the Shabbos. So you shouldn't wait for Baruch Hu to be your acceptance of Shabbos, because then you didn't do since Tosefes of Shabbos.
Wait,
okay?
Can Mizmor Shir be the same problem?
If you do Mizmor Shir too late, then you're not going to be... The idea is to do Mizmor Shir before Shkia, and if not, you should do it right after you daven Mincha. And that's why you also should not daven Mincha after Shkia, especially on Erev Shabbos. And according to the Chazon Ish, if you did Yomi with us, even on a regular day, it should not be done after Shkia. But... if you do, let's just see Mr. Bruin's side now. Mr. Bruin's side. Habinak. Now, Ish Madlik Afilu Kishahu Mivarech Al. Did I skip something? Oh, sorry, Vaminag. Vaminag. So he's saying the Minag is that a woman is accept Shabbos. He says, but if a man is lighting, not a woman, Afilu Kishu Mivarech Al Adlaka, so even if he's making the bracha on his Adlaka, like we saw earlier, Kedel and Sivvav. Leka minhaga, there is no minhag of the man accepting Shabbos. It's only the woman who does that with her. Once again, because we do not, in principle, paskin like the Bahag. Because if we held like the Bahag, and then when the man would light, it would be Shabbos for him. But saying a man, the assumption is that he's not accepting unless he actually accepts Shabbos. And that's when we will say it's going to be Shabbos by a man, but a man, his lighting will not do it because it's not the minhag for the man to accept Shabbos with the lighting. When we come home, he says, Tov la'asnas. But he says, you know what? It's still good to be masneh by a man, once again, because, again, that's not so simple. Why should it be unless what Svara is for this is a good shiloh. Okay? No, again, mimashach. The shayla like this: if we're being chayshesh for the bahag, then tonight's not going to help. And if the assumption is that men don't accept Shabbos, okay, so then there's no need for tonight. So you have to say that it could be that maybe there's some type of presumption that a man accepts Shabbos with the lighting of the candle, and that's why the tonight will be lechatchila, something to be done. But again, he's just saying tov lahasnos. The man really does not have to make it tonight. The assumption is that he could do malacha after he lights. It's only the woman who can't do it unless she makes the tanai. Sifkatan mem gimel, mekabeles Shabbos. The isha is mekabel Shabbos with a hadlaka, v'tisbalal mincha tchila. And she should daven mincha, make sure to daven mincha before she lights candles. Toho el dukfar kibla Shabbos, because since she already is mekabel Shabbos, shuvi yiv shalas balal tfila shalchol. She can no longer daven a weekday davening of mincha. And if there's not enough time, now this is the Achronim go crazy on this Mr. Buri here. He says it's better, it's better to go ahead and light candles, okay, and say a tashlumen for the mincha, right? So that she should not run into an issue of possibly lighting after Shkia, after the Zman, when it's already Shabbos, and there'll be some type of Chilul Shabbos. So he's saying, the implication of this Mishnah Berurah is wild, because he's saying, if it's getting too late, and she didn't have a mincha yet, so she should, more important, she should go ahead and light, and not do what? And not say mincha, and Chas V'Shalom be over any type of Chilul Shabbos. The Poskim all say, they don't understand why the Mishnah Berurah is saying this, because what should she do? What should she really do logically based on what we said? She should light with a what? Yeah. With a tanai that she's not accepting Shabbos, then daven mincha, okay? Which many poskim say. And some actually say the Mishnah Berurah, obviously should it become a habit for the woman to do this, which in some cases it has become this way. But the poskim say it could be the Mishnah Berurah is talking about there's not enough time. And he's just giving like a Musa shmooze. That if there's not enough time, don't be a smart guy and daven mincha, okay, and run into Chilul Shabbos. Better to what? Better to avoid any Chilul Shabbos, okay, and light. And if you missed his mincha because it's too late, so then you go ahead and do a tashlumen. The question is, why is it a tashlumen? If you could have done it earlier, maybe you're amazed. Maybe you can't, and maybe she can't do even a tashlumen. Anyway, that's for another time. Let's move on here. We'll get to that when we get to Perek Dalet in Brachas. I mean, these yummy guys are learning brachas. Let's move on here. Mem Dalet shetasne tasne tisnech tchila. She should go ahead and, you know, it's an acceptance of Shabbos if she does not go ahead and make a t'nai that she's not accepting Shabbos. Ve'ein lahasnos ki'im l'tzarech. That's what we said before. She should only make this t'nai if there's some type of need. Ve'achas she'esh cholkin, since there are others that argue, is sovereign and hold, as we said, d'lo mahani t'nai, that a t'nai will not help. There is the Bahag's position. And therefore, you should not go ahead and just, you know, no problem, light, and make a t'nai. Again, you could do it mikar then, but only when there is, when it is totally necessary. We now continue on in the Ramah. The Ikar Hadlaka Tluya Baneros Shemadliki and Al Shulchan. Now he's saying that the core Hadlaka, even though, as we saw, that there's two parts to Hadlaka, Neros and Shabbos. There's the idea of illuminating the Shabbos table, which gives like a certain ambiance, which is Kavod Shabbos. And there's also the idea of lights in the house, so that you don't trip and stumble on other people and have Shalom Bayis issues. Okay, so there's two dinim in the Hadlaka. So that's what he says, but the Iker lighting is where? The Iker lighting is by the Shabbos table. Avalo, okay, Bishar Haneros Shababayas. And not the other candles lit in the house at other places. Bitsarach Aniach Haneros B'makom Shemadlikin. And then he goes on to say that, another point, that you should put the candles, okay, in the place where you're going to ultimately light. V'lola Havlik B'makom Zeh Ulaniach B'makom Acher. You should not light in some place and then move the candles to another spot. In other words, the candles should be in the place where they're going to be lit and stay there. Okay? We'll see the Mishnah Berurah on this. So let's now first talk about his first halacha. The Ikar halacha is on the Neros Shemadlikin al Shulchan. So he goes as follows. The Ikar halacha, Sifkatan Memhei, Ayinu Divarach Alayin Velo al Shar Neros. Meaning you should make the bracha on those candles and not on other candles that he has in the house. Why? The Fisha Ikar HaMitzah L'chadchila Hein HaNeros Ha'ochlin La'oren. L'chadchila, these are the candles that are used for the mitzvah, the ones that you eat by their light. Okay? Again, I don't think it's so much even the ability to see the food as much as there's a certain, you know, Kavod Shabbos in having candles. It's definitely an Indian of having light also when you eat. I know Rav Mirsky, you know Rav Mirsky from here? His father is a big bucky and a big gadol in Hilchos Shabbos, so you'd say that, no, there's an idea of even just while you're eating, having light makes it like even the dark. If you eat in the dark, it's not. If you eat in the dark, you don't have that same oneg and simcha. But the truth is, even if it's not, even if it's just a question of you have light, but this idea of candles and lights and things like that by the table, and that's why, you know, even though we try to do both, women now they turn off the lights and they put it back on right before Shabbos because that is the light that ultimately they're going to see with. But there is still the regular light that they have around the table. Okay, the idea of illuminated lights, ambiance, and those candles are the ones that we ultimately make the bracha on. But again, it should be near the Shabbos, near or on the Shabbos table. Okay. So he goes on. Hayu divarach aleihem v'lo shal neiros lefi sheikar mitzvah lachatchila hein neiros sheochel l'orev v'roish shetei bracha aleihem v'afilu al ner echad tzagi. And he said that even if there are other candles in other places, a number of candles, one candle next to the table is still enough. Miyu. Again, I mean, I guess to have at least two candles, but and we have more based on people in the family. Okay, he goes on now. Miyu imyesh harbei nashim ve'ein l'kol achash shulchan b'ne'atzmo. If there are, okay, many women, and not everyone has their own table to light by, then yichol levarich al neiros she'omdim mevayis b'shar mekaymos. They could light. They could make a bracha on lights that they light. Okay, in the house and other places could go on. Like lights that they have on some type of chandelier, it's in the middle of the bias, any place where you light, in order to be able to do anything in the house on Shabbos, you have this shalom bias factor that you're not going to stumble over each other, and therefore roi levarich. It's roi. You could make the bracha there again. Ideally, the host, the balabasta, okay, she should light by the table. It's her table, and she should make sure to light there because that's where the Rama says the ikar hadlaka is tluya b'neros shemadlika ala shulchan. Sifkat and memvav haneros sheb b'bayis. The other neros in the bayis are not the ones that you should make the bracha on. Hainu, the balabayas, sheyachol lahadlik al shulchan. This is talking about the one who's the balabayas, or the balabuster, where they can make the bracha on their own table, because their table, and make the bracha. Aval boreach. If you go back to the sugya that we did the past couple of days in Yomi, when you're talking about a guest, im yesh lo chedem yuchod atzmo, the case where he has his own room, and in the scenarios where we say he likes to make the bracha in his own room, afilo eino ochasham, even where he's not eating there. Madlik Sham, that's where he goes ahead. He's not the Balabayas, he's an Orech. He's Madlik Sham, Ner, he lights a candle there, Umibarach Alav, and that's where he would make the bracha as well on that light. Sif Katan Mem Zayin, Mitzarech Aniach Haneros, Bemakom Shematlikin, he said. What he means to say is as follows. Hainu Afilu Im Yasne Befevish, Sheinu Mekabel Shabbos. Even in scenarios where we're talking here, even in the case where he specified that he's not being Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting, until the candles are in its proper place. Even so, you should not light in one place and ultimately have the candles somewhere else. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Ches. Lo lahadlik makom zeh ulaniach makom acher. Why? Hainu, she'asu lahadlik b'makom she'ein mishtam shembo ulaniach haner makom she'mishtam shembo. Because you can't light in a place where you're not going to use it and then move it to a place where you're going to use it, where you're going to, you know, benefit from it. Mishum, why? The kaimelon hadlaka osa mitzvah, because we hold it hadlaka osa mitzvah. The kaimelon shahidlik b'makom she'ein mishtam shembo, and since he's lighting in a place, this is very important, he's lighting in a place where he's not going to be able to use the light, and now he's like, if he lights in some closet, he's not, or somewhere, or some room that he's never going to use, and he moves to a place where he's going to need it. She'ein makom chiyuv, but it's not a makom chiyuv. In a room that you're not going to use, okay, it's not a makom chiyuv. Lo mahani hadlaka, the initial hadlaka is not worth anything. Even if afterwards he puts it in the makom chiyuv, in the place of chiyuv, v'tzarech l'chabos, you have to blow it out. The locks are l'hadlik, and go ahead and light it again. That's why women, that they use the, you know, the chandelier as part of their lighting. They turn it off and turn it back on before. Okay. Aval. Okay. Imidlik b'bayis makom shemesh. This is very important. What happens if they did light in a place where they would use it, and they obviously did not accept Shabbos yet? Then mutul l'taltal l'macharkach l'aniach b'makom acher. Then they would be able to go ahead and move it to another room. So let's say you decide to go ahead and light it in the beginning in one room, which you would need the lights, and then you go ahead and move it to another place where you also need the lights, then that would be okay, obviously, provided that you did not yet accept Shabbos, or if it's a woman, she's not yet, you know, make the bracha without any tonight. Okay? Pasha talking about the bracha was not made yet, just taking it and moving it to the other place, then he would be able to go ahead and do that. The whole bias habi makom, because the whole bias is the makom of lighting. So the ikar yisoid is that you can't light in a place that is not a makom of lighting for Shabbos, and then move it to a place that is a makom of lighting for Shabbos, and then say the bracha there after you move it there. Okay? V'alavush machmir af bezeh. The levush, for some reason, is machmir even, okay, by neros, okay, that are in a place, that are in a place that gives light for Shabbos. It is a makom chiyuv. He also, even there, disallows a person from taking it and moving it to some other place. Now, the vush who's machmir there says the dafka if he was mevarech on those lights. Again, he's not talking where he accepted Shabbos, because if he accepted Shabbos, he obviously can't move it for a different reason. He can't move it because he accepted Shabbos and it's muktzah. Okay. Says, and if it's a place of need, you can be makel. Some people, although he says it's inappropriate, they're makel like this. They go, they take the candles. They don't want the candles in the sukkah, and they take it from the sukkah and they bring it into the house. Okay, and that really should not be done. It really should be kept in the sukkah. It's because of the chayyadu hanashim. He says shemadlikim basukkah. The women that light in the sukkah metaplin tol chabayis and bring it into the house. Lo yafei noisin. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. Now, what happens if it's going to for sure blow out in the sukkah? So then, obviously, that's a scenario where you can light from the start inside, but in a place where you might be preparing the food, a place where you're going to need the light. Okay, but it shouldn't just be stam in some place where you're never going to, you know, need the light at all. You're not going to need it for any particular need. Like, it's for example, it's a shtickle problem. See, if you have a chandelier to light candles somewhere, there's a problem. You don't really need a light. The only reason why we allow it, okay, by the table is because it serves another purpose of having candles by the table. But it's a shtickle problem, I think, and it's a good shaila for when we light in the dining room all the way on the side. Does that really add any type of am to the table? That doesn't add light to help us see. So you have to say that, like, no, it's like Shabbos candles. It adds to the, I guess it does. It adds to the, those beautiful little tea lights. But anyway, you can see it definitely being not so pashut. Good shiloh for the Rosh Yeshiva. Sif Yudalef. Abba Pishal Ois Ba'al. Even though the Kahal did not yet daven, in Kadam Hayachid V'his Ba'al Shal Shabbos V'bo Yom, let's say the Kehila did not yet daven Ma'ariv, but the Yachid went in and daven Ma'ariv, Chal Lo Kabbal Shabbos. Once he davens Ma'ariv, even if it's before nightfall, he has accepted Shabbos automatically. Ba'asir Ba'asiyas Malacha, and he get out to Malacha. And here, when it comes to davening, a person for sure cannot make a t'nai. Once he davens Ma'ariv, that's it. If he davens Ma'ariv Shabbos, it is Shabbos. T'nai will not help. Look at Mr. Brura. No, the only time it's going to affect Shabbos, your Ma'ariv, is if it's from Plaga Mincha on. Why? Because before Plaga Mincha, your Ma'ariv is not a Ma'ariv. Your Ma'ariv is only a Ma'ariv. We're going to get that in Perek Dalet of Brachos. A Ma'ariv is only considered a Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. You can do a Rav Yehuda and you can have a Ma'ariv already after Plaga Mincha. Before that, it's nothing. So therefore, obviously, it's not going to be an acceptance of Shabbos, because A, it's not a Ma'ariv, and B, you can't accept Shabbos before Plaga Mincha anyway. Okay? Sif Katan Nun, Va'afilu, and even if he says he doesn't want it, I don't want it. I don't want Shabbos. But you have a Ma'ariv, it's Shabbos. Va'afdi Ba'adlaka Yeshom the Ma'ariv, and even though by Hadlaka we saw that tonight helps, Yeshom, and the Ramah says that, Ukil Elbasiv Yud, it's Fila Shiny. But tefillah, it is not going to help. Kevan shehiskir ba kedusha Shabbos. Since you actually, you didn't just say lahad l'kneir shal Shabbos. You said, you actually mentioned kedusha the Shabbos. You said baruch ata Hashem v'kadesh haShabbos. Okay, sif yudbeis. Im rov hakol. If the majority of the, because it's very important halacha, the majority of the kahal was mekabel aleihem Shabbos. They were mekabel Shabbos. Hamiyut nimshachim achareihem aparchem. The minority of the kahal automatically Shabbos is chal on them, even though they did not actually accept it. So does that mean, or does that mean in like a Rav and Rav Beit Shemesh and things like that when you have a number of shuls? So we're going to see. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Tzivka and Nanalev, Imrov HaKal. Imrov HaKal lo ayu beit HaKnesses. Number one, let's say there's only one shul in town. But the majority of the people were not in shul at Shabbos. Shtak shul. Einim shachin achar miyid. The rest of the community doesn't have to follow the miyid because they weren't in shul. It's only when the majority of the people of the Kehila is in shul davening, that's when the miyut, that's when the minority goes along with them, and Shabbos is already accepted by them, is already chal on them, affected on them, when the kahal davens. V'chein bi'ir sheyesh ba, now we're coming. Same thing would be with a city that has Knesses harbei, but a number of shul, like RBS. Ein achas nimshaches achar chaverta. One does not follow the other. Afilu v'achas ro, even if one of them is majority. Let's say you daven in a shul only has 60 members, and there are, and there's one shul in the neighborhood that has 300, you follow your shul. Your shul is when you, okay, accept Shabbos. This is a big issue. If the majority of the members of your shul are in shul, and you're not there, and you did not get daven, and the shul daven, your shul daven, it's for you. It's not a simple thing. You have to ask a shayla what you'd be able to do. If you like daven in the shul every Shabbos, this is your kehila. And they only have 1 minute that's starting, let's say, half hour before, okay, before Shkia. You can't do malacha if they already daven ma'ariv. That's what it's saying. There's a Moshe tshuva about this that gives room lahakel. But she asks a shayla. Aval amosa minyan bebeso. But if you went ahead and made a minyan in your house, afilu minyan kavua, even if it is a kavua minyan, like I have a minyan in my house for Saba, like a different time, not on a Friday night, but on Amosa Shabbos. Let's say you have a minyan for like, you know, kavua in your house on Friday night, but it wasn't a shul. Then batel eitzel arov, okay. Then you're going to be batel to the. I think there's one shul. And my father lives in Deerfield Beach in the summer. There's only one big shul in Deerfield Beach. You know Deerfield Beach is what's it called? Sandwich. So they also have like a Friday minyan in the house. So they have to push it. It's the main shul. The main shul davened before. You can't say, "Oh, I have my kehila." It's a house minyan. half minyan doesn't have to determine when you mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos is based on the big minyan. It's the biggest minyan, the biggest weekday minyan in all of America, besides the yeshivas, besides Lakewood. But community minyan, century village, they don't go anywhere, they're not going anywhere. It's like, hey, they have 600 people at the 8 o'clock minyan. Okay? Now they broke it up into two. You're all to the century village, right? You ever been to that minyan? Tons in there. Okay? Viker. You ever dabbed in the Friday night there, in the house minyan? Okay. Yud Gimel. Adam Shabbat, Yud Gimel. Adam Shabbat a year. Erev Shabbos. A person comes to the city and Erev Shabbos will continue with this tomorrow.